Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of the great enduring truths in Scripture is that as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're part of the body of Jesus Christ. Paul used this metaphor, that is his body, to explain that we're members of one another and we're to function together. We need one another. This is also true at the leadership level within the church. Paul demonstrated a team ministry approach as he wrote his letter to the Colossians. Note how he began this letter.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints in Christ at Colossae, who were faithful brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
Paul, of course, wrote a number of letters, 13 in all, but in 6 of his letters he included Timothy, not as a co-author, but as a co-sender and co-leader. And in his letter to the Thessalonians, he also included Silas. You see, from the time Paul began his missionary journeys, he traveled and ministered with a team. Though he functioned as the primary leader, he drew spiritual and emotional strength from his companions. And furthermore, when he and his fellow missionaries established churches, they appointed spiritual leaders who could serve together in these communities of faith. So remember this principle to live by that grows out of Scripture. If you're a spiritual leader in your church, endeavor to implement a team ministry model illustrated so often in Scripture. You'll be glad you did. We all need mutual encouragement.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.